protests against the military government in Burma last year brought hundreds of thousands of people onto the streets. They were pro-democracy activists, monks, labor rights campaigners, students, and ordinary citizens. But the Burmese army suppressed the demonstrations violently. And today, a court in Rangoon told at least 30 of the dissidents of their fate. 14 of them were sentenced to 65 years in prison. Most of the others got jail terms of between 6 months and 24 years. Tintar Sway is the head of the BBC's Burmese service. She is now in London. Who are these anti-government demonstrators who got these stiff sentences, and what has Burma's government charged them with?
They were at the forefront in 1988 when the whole nation stood up against the socialist government. And then they went into hiding and they were arrested in the end and put into long prison sentences. Most of them been in the prison for 16 years at least. And they were released about 5 years ago. And when they came out from the prison, amazingly, they managed to mobilize the people again. And that really annoys the government. And what happened was last September, when the whole nation again stood up against the military regime, then they were arrested prior to the protest and thrown into prisons. And this is the first time they've been sentenced.
It's amazing to think that some of these people had taken part, or at least they were very young students, as you say, in 1988, when there was the initial uprising, when troops opened fire on demonstrators in Rangoon. Thousands of people died. Some of these people have already, as you say, served time in prison. They come out of prison and then start again in issuing pronouncements against the government, doing things such as what Nayphone Lat did. Here's a 28-year-old man who was sentenced, according to his mother, to 20 years in prison for posting a cartoon of the military leader Than Shwe. Now, somebody like him, what exactly did he do aside from posting a cartoon last September?
There is a law called electronic law, and by sending emails or even by visiting the site that is blocked by the authorities, you are still violating this law, and you can be arrested and charged.
And what's the idea behind, as you say, this Electronics Act? I mean, this seems to be something that the generals leading Burma's government are especially fearful of.
If you remember last year, they tried to impose a media blackout on the movement led by the Buddhist monks. But somehow the whole world got pictures of the demonstrators being shot down by the troops, and especially the incident where a Japanese journalist was killed. That picture got out of Burma within seconds, and that really worried them. And ever since then, they've been clamping down on internet cafes and internet users.
Just one final question. Is the Burmese government susceptible to any kind of international pressure, including from Washington? I know the Bush administration is naming a new special envoy to Burma. Does any of the pressure that comes from the U.S. matter to the military government there?
This is my view, you know, personal view, that I don't think the regime cares that much. Nevertheless, it does make some difference if you look at the recent event when Cyclone Nargis hit the Delta region, when there was an outcry from the international community. The government did have to give in to some extent.
Tintar Sway is head of the BBC's Burmese service, speaking to us from London. Thank you very much.
Thank you.